Good morning, everyone. It's Thursday. We're so glad to have another opportunity to study with you from the Word of God. I'm Jeff May with the Oakland Church of Christ. This week we have used as a springboard for our lesson that occasion when Moses was going up against Pharaoh and God had brought 10 plagues upon Pharaoh, one of which was the frogs. You may remember there were frogs everywhere. Remarkably, though, Pharaoh was given the opportunity by Moses and by God to tell when he wanted God to take away the frogs. And yet Pharaoh says, tomorrow. That's always amazed me that here he's living in misery. There's frogs everywhere. They could be gone now, but instead he says, tomorrow. Why spend another night in misery? Why spend another night with the frogs? And we've been making application to that this week, showing that we do the same thing. Oftentimes we choose to live yet another night in misery when God is so ready to take away whatever the problem might be. Now I want to talk about spending another night controlled by substances. I have always believed that even people who do drugs are looking for Christ. They just don't know it yet. They're looking for satisfaction, they're looking for contentment, they're looking for peace, they're looking to feel good, and yet that needs to be found in Christ. I remember once a person telling me, everything I was looking for in a bottle, I found it in Jesus. In Ephesians the 5th chapter, verse 18 and 19, the Bible says, do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Tim McGraw once had a song that was called Drugs or Jesus, and it goes like this. In my hometown, for anyone who sticks around, you're either lost or you're found. There's not much in between in my hometown. Everything's still black and white. It's a long, long way from wrong to right, from Sunday morning to Saturday night. Everybody just wants to get high. Sit and watch a perfect world go by. We're all looking for love and meaning in our lives. We follow the roads that lead us to drugs or Jesus. My whole life I've tried to run, I've tried to hide from the stained glass windows in my mind, refusing to let God's light shine down on me. Everybody just wants to get high, sit and watch a perfect world go by. We're all looking for love and meaning in our lives. There's not much space between us, drugs, or Jesus. And so people spend yet another night with the terrible misery of being controlled by substances. Years ago, I saw a piece that was written by someone that was called I Am Meth. Don't have time to read all of it. But speaking of meth, it says, just try me once, I might let you go. But try me twice, and I'll own your soul. The nightmares I'll give you while lying in bed, the voices you'll hear from inside your head. I'll be your master, you will be my slave. I'll even go with you when you go to your grave. Now that you've met me, what will you do? Will you try me or not? It's all up to you. I can bring you more misery than words can tell. Come take my hand, let me lead you to hell. And it is a very terrible life when we are controlled by substances. I fear that even some Christians are controlled with substances, prescription medicines even. I knew a Christian once who was up to about 40 lower tabs a day. Routine back surgery started it all. And yet, frogs ruined his whole family. Substances ruined his whole family. It will not be easy. It surely is not easy. But Jesus stands ready to help our drug-crazed world to be set free. What should our desire be? In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 12, we find that it should be our desire not to be controlled by anything. Paul says, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. We should not want anything to control our lives other than the Lord Jesus Christ. So what will we do? Will we be set free today, or will we spend another night controlled by substances? Thank you so much for your time today. We invite you to the services of the Oakland Church of Christ. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 for Bible class, 10:20 for worship, 5 o'clock for our evening worship, and on Wednesdays at 7. We're located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road. A friendly welcome always awaits you. I'm Jeff May. My time's up. I thank you for yours.